Yes, and I hope everyone had a beautiful, beautiful Yom Kippur, uplifting one, moving one. And hope we all have just a good Gebenchia, a Shna Tova Mituka. If you can just please daven for, I know, first of all, Yosef Tzvi Ben Rachel Pessel, Yosef Tzvi Ben Rachel Pessel, and then Shemayahu Yosef Nisim Ben Batya, Shemayahu Yosef Nisim Ben Batya, Daniela Bracha Zahava Basfegalea. Daniela Bracha Zahava Basfegalea. They're all very, very sick. But if you can also down for Yehuda Ben Shifra, Matisyahu Chaim Ben Itul. I think it's Itul. Might be Tzil, but I think it's Itul. Benjamin Ovadia Ben Esther. Moshe Dov Ben Fega Bracha. Rachel Bas Ilana. Kalman Ben Chaya Blima, Kalman Ben Chaya Blima, Moshe Avraham Ben Alexandria Simon, Moshe Avraham Ben Alexandria Simon, Baruch Bender or Bennett Ben Sewell, Avram Yishiyahu Ben Aviva, Chaya Malka Bat Batsheva, Leah Pesha Bas Dina, Netanel Ilan, Ben Shena Tzipora. Remember, he's an Israeli soldier, got injured. He's unconscious from terrorists months ago. Unfortunately, the terrorists, you know, put him unconscious. Yakuti El Zamin, Ben Sawa. Hindel Bat Sawa Rachel. Gittel Batsawa, Brina Bas Rina. If we can all down for all those cholim, they should all have a refuah shleima b'karov. So this week's parsha is parsha Azina. So Moshe Feinstein Zatzal said a beautiful word. Moshe Ben Azina Shemayim v'adaber aretz nimrefi. So Rashi points out that Rashi says that Shemayim v'aretz, heaven and earth, they should be a witness that Bnei Yisrael accepted the Torah and mitzvahs. They told Hashem, you know, we're going to keep the Torah and mitzvah. Like, you know, when Har Sinai, Bnei Yisrael said, Na'aseh v'nishma. So Moshe Feinstein Zatzal said, why is Shemayim v'aretz? So Moshe Feinstein Zatzal said, a beautiful word, because Shemayim v'aretz, heaven and earth, you know, the earth and the sky, and has been the same for thousands of years. It never changed. You know what I'm saying? There's been rain, there's been snow, we walk on the land, we grow trees, we grow, you know, plants. They never change. So what Moshe Feinstein Zatzal said, what Moshe Rabbeinu is telling Klai Yisrael, just like Shemayim V'aretz never change, don't change the Torah. Don't change the Torah mitzvahs you got from Hashem. Don't say, oh, the Torah has to adapt to us. No, you have to adapt to the Torah. You have to change your life to the Torah mitzvahs. You don't change the Torah. Then when Moshe Feinstein Zatzal, another beautiful word, Moshe Rabbeinu says, Zina Shemayim, listen Shemayim, who was Moshe Rabbeinu talking to? The leaders of the Jewish people. Those are the tzaddikim and tzaddikis. Those were, you know, the, you know, and Tish, if you look here, Zina Shemayim v'tishma, tzaddikim and tzaddikis, listen to me. Why? Imrei fi, Zina Shemayim v'aretz, I'm sorry, Zina Shemayim v'adabera, if you look carefully, Pesach is Moshe Rabbeinu listen to Tzadikim and Tzadikis and Dabera and speak it to who? The Aretz. Those people are not on such high levels. And you may free. Tell them what I'm telling you. Tell them the guidance I'm giving you to life and how to keep Torah mitzvahs and, of course, keeping the Torah mitzvahs. Then what Moshe Feinstein Zatzal points out in this week's Parsha, the Torah is compared to rain, to Geshem, and also compared to Tal, dew. So Moshe Feinstein Zatzal said, if you're a teacher of Torah, you're teaching your children Torah, you're teaching your class Torah, of course, your Talmidim and Talmidot, so you got to pour a lot of Hashkafah and Torah onto them, of course. But you got to do it in a derech of tal. You have to do it in a manner of dew. You know, dew is beautiful in the morning. So yes, what Moshe Feinstein Zatzal said, you got to pour a lot of Hashkafah and, I guess, Torah onto your students and, of course, your kinderlach, your children. But you got to do it in a beautiful manner, like dew. Like Tal. Then, in this week's parsha, Hashem is compared to a nesher, an eagle. So, Samson Fal Hirsch said a beautiful word. all other birds, how do they carry the kids? By their claws. So meaning the mother's on top and the baby's on the bottom, the kid's on the bottom. The eagle, the nesher, the eagle is different. On the eagle, the kids climb onto the eagle, so the kids are on top and the mother's on the bottom. So therefore, if a bow and arrow is struck, the mother's going to take the hit. You know, he's going to get injured, but the kids are not going to get touched. The kids are on top of the bird. So what Samson Fall Hirsch said, why is Hashem compared to that? Why is the Kadosh Baruch Hu compared to an eagle? Because Hashem's carrying the whole Jewish people. Hashem is carrying all of Bnei Israel. But, what Samson Fall Hirsch, but how the babies get on top, how the little kids get on top of the eagle? They have to take the first step to get on top of the eagle. Same to us, Samson Fall Hirsch. We have to take the first step to get on the wings of Hashem. To get on top of the wings of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, we have to take the first step. So obviously keeping Torah, mitzvahs, davening, but we have to take the first step to get on the wings of Hashem, and He will carry us. Then the Vilna Gaon points out that Hashem tells Moshe, you're going to be buried in this mountain, and you're not crossing over the Yarden. You're not crossing over the Yarden. So the Vilna Gaon asks a great question. If Moshe Rabbeinu is going to pass away in that mountain, he's going to be buried in that mountain, of course he's not crossing over the Yarden. Of course he's not going into Eretz Yisrael. So why does Hashem have to say that also? Zakta Vilna Gaon, because Hashem wanted to give Moshe Rabbeinu. He knew how much Moshe Rabbeinu loved doing Torah and mitzvahs. So he wanted to give Moshe Rabbeinu as much mitzvahs as he can have, even in his last seconds on earth. That's why he told Moshe, yes, you're going to be buried in that mountain. You're going up to that mountain to be buried. That's a mitzvah asay. But you're not crossing over the Yarden. That's a mitzvah lo tasay. He wanted to give Moshe Rabbeinu as much ruchni as he can get because he knew Moshe Rabbeinu loved it. That's the Vilna Gaon. Then it says, Kishem Hashem Ekra HaVugudol Elokeinu. So Yud Kei Vav Kei means Hashem's Midas HaRachmi. It means Hashem's merciful. Elokeinu means Hashem's Midas HaDin, strict justice. So why then, you know, so what's going on in this pasuk? So the Balag says, Kishem Hashem Ekra, when you call Hashem for help, Kishem Hashem Ekra, Hashem, please help me. And Hashem, as He answers you, then and you see His greatness, you see how much He's with you, you see how much Hashem is always with you, HaVugudol Elokeinu, then you can even realize the greatness of Hashem when He's a Midas HaDin, even when He's strict justice. You're going to realize how much Hashem is still with you and how much Hashem loves you. I'm going to give you two or three halachic votes. Again, ask your local Orthodox rabbi. These are halachas just discussed at the Shabbos and Yontif table. And after the halachas, I will tell you a beautiful story. But well, Yakuza Smith said, you know, this Sunday night is going to be Sukkot. Zman Simchatenu should be a simcha for all Yidden, should be a simcha for all the Jewish people. But he said, we sit in the Sukkot. So if part of the sukkah is still kasha, meaning there's still a part of the sukkah you can sit under, there's still schach on top of you, but part of the schach fell off, part of the schach fell into the sukkah, so now that part of the sukkah is not kosher, but there's still a part of the sukkah you can sit under, there's still schach over you. So Yaakov Smith said, you cannot touch that schach on Yontif. On Yontif, you can't touch that schach, because that schach that fell in is muksa. But you can have a goy, a non-Jew, you can ask him to put it back up. That you can. But I think schach altogether is muksa. I think you have to ask your good luck, the Orthodox rabbi. Then what Yaakov Zev Smith said, there are some people who do not make ice cubes on Shabbos. The machmir making ice cubes. They do not make it on Shabbos. But on Yontif, it's totally mutter. It's totally mutter to make ice cubes on Shabbos. On Yontif, sorry. It's totally mutter to make ice cubes on Yontif. On Yontif, you can make ice cubes according to all opinions. Then we know Lulav Esog Hadatim Avavas are Muksa on Shabbos. They're Muksa on Shabbos. And therefore you cannot move it. So let's say it's on your dining room table and it starts raining, so you have to leave the sukkah to go to eat in your house the Shabbos meal. So what can you do? It's Lulav Esog is on your Shabbos table. So if Yaakov Smith said, either you can ask a guy, either you can ask a non-Jew to move for you, or you can move with your elbow. But you have to be prepared. If you move with your elbow, it might fall on the floor and might break. The best thing is to ask a guy to do it. Now, I'll tell you a beautiful story by Cinnamon. He's a rabbi of a shul in Flatbush. And he also gives a shir in Yeshiva Tov Hadass in Brooklyn. So he said a beautiful story. He said there was a kid, let's call him Ruvain. Ruvain in fourth or fifth grade comes in with a new watch. And, of course, he's so happy. And then he goes, plays recess. And he comes back. His watch is gone. So he tells his rabbi. So his Rebbe tells every kid, okay, go near the wall, face the wall, cover your eyes. And the Rebbe asked him, make sure that no one was looking. And the Rebbe went through everyone's pocket and then found it. And he gave it back to Reuven. He never told Reuven where he got it from. He just gave it back to Reuven. About 15, 20 years ago, a different kid, Shimon, came in and told Rebbe, you know, because of you, I'm firm. Because of you, I'm still Erlich. So Rebbe goes, Shimon, I don't really remember you. I don't mean to be rude. Or maybe it was Shimon said, you remember me. And Rebbe said, no, I don't remember you. But Shimon said, because of you, I'm still firm, I'm still Erlich. And Shimon said, I was the one who stole the watch. You didn't say a thing when you found it in my pocket. You just gave it back to Reuven without saying anything. Because of that, I'm still firm. So Rebbe goes, I'll be honest with you, Shimon. I didn't even know it was you. I closed my eyes also when I was going through the pockets. So what that story is teaching us, especially after Yom Kippur, don't be quick to judge other people. Close your eyes like the Rebbe did. Turn your face around. Don't look it onto other people. Don't judge other people. Just judge yourself. As Vayisos Salanta said, we are put on this earth to watch our own body, our own souls, to watch our own neshamas and other people's bodies. We put on this earth just to watch our own neshamas, our own souls, and other people's bodies. But there might be one or two Yidden, one or two Jews, who watch other people's souls and their own bodies. And that's wrong. Don't be quick to judge. Judge yourself, not any other people. Don't judge any person. Just judge yourself. Have a gewaldig Shabbos, and I'll leave you today or tomorrow. By Sunday morning or Sunday, you'll have Sukkot Sports. Have a gewaldig Shabbos and a good Gebenchia.